I really do. I can't stand it. I never have been, but I love cantaloupe.
I like both of them.
And I really don't know why.
No, I don't either.
You know, like in spaghetti sauce sometimes. If you ever make spaghetti sauce, you know, like you can put onions and you can put maybe some pepper, you know, some type of pepper and tomato sauce. And, you know, these things grow wild out in the woods sometimes. But I don't think they use those. Those are probably poisonous. But, you know, sometimes they put it in spaghetti sauce. Do you know what those are called?
They grow in caves.
You know, like
it. Yeah, they grow in dark places, real moist places.
You know, like
it looks like an umbrella.
I know what you're talking about. Well, the one of them is poison, and one kind is not mushrooms.
Mushrooms. Are those picked down here and used?
No, I don't think so.
No?
Now you see them.
Yeah.
I see them. But they're not.
I think they're probably poisonous.
They must be poisonous.
I wouldn't want to eat any of
those. Yeah, they grow in dark places. Real poisonous. It looks like an umbrella.
You know, like talking about watermelons, what do they do with the rind sometimes?
Yeah.
You know, like they just throw them away?
That's thrown away unless you've got hogs and you feed it to hogs. They love them. They thrive on watermelons.
Yeah. Can you pickle them?
Yes, you make preserves out of it.
Oh, you can? Are they sweet after that?
Yeah, you have to first, you know, take that rind off of them and use that green meat, you know, and slice it. And the way my mother used to do, and she put that on a sheet and put it on the top of a building. And they did dry in the sun, you know, that pulled the water out of them. And then she cooked and made preserves, watermelon preserves. They were good.
Hmm.
I don't believe I can make one.
I don't know if I'd want to eat them if you could. I don't like anything to do with watermelons. You know, like if I was chewing something and it wouldn't go down my throat, like you would tell somebody that I couldn't what?
Swallow?
You know, like what are those things that are made with tobacco that people smoke all the time? And you're like
cigars.
Yeah, the big ones that stink are cigars,
not
huh?
Cigars.
You know, like what about the tobacco that you smoke in a, you know, like a little
pipe?
You know, yeah.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah,
it comes in cans or little bags. They used to come in little bags. What they call their pipe tobacco.
You know, like in church, like when, you know, like you go to these, I guess we have them on Thursday nights sometime, where you sing a lot. You know, say that, you know, like they were gathered around the piano, and you say, those people up there are just a what?
You know, like,
just a what? Just a singing? You know, like, you know, someone offers to do you a favor, and you'd say, I appreciate it, but I don't want to be. Did you ever use beholden?
Well, yeah, that's a word you can use, but they don't use it as much sound.
They don't?
I see. That word used to be used a lot, you know, years and years ago, but it's obligated now.
Yeah, like, if someone
You know, somebody asked you about, someone asked you about you doing a certain job, and you'd say, sure,
I'd love to.
Mm-hmm. Or I.
No, I'd rather not.
Mm-hmm. Also, like, you know, like, if you know that, you know, there's something that is possible for you to do, and you'd say,
I'd be glad to help.
Okay, but you could do it, but, you know, like, you say, you know, like if you had already done it, you say, or like if you didn't do it, but you knew that you could do it, you say, I could do it.
Sure,
if you did it, you'd say,
I can do it.
Yeah.
I can do it.
You know, like, you know,